ArtStream began serving populations with disabilities and severe illness in 2005. Executive Director, Patricia Woolsey.
And now we are starting this Arts and Hospitals program, which has been a dream of ours since the beginning, and we're very excited to start off this year with this play, Knights of Glory.
Knights of Glory is an original fairy tale about an orphaned princess who must overcome a witch and evil puppets to save her people. The musical was written by Sally Kinka. Through a mixture of poetry, theater, and dance, she creates an interactive environment where the audience controls the outcome of the story.
A lot of times kids that are in the hospital setting don't have very many choices about anything. People come into their room and they do things to them and they have no choice about it. The interactive part of the show helps the kids have a choice. They actually get to choose the outcome of the show, and our actors will dutifully enact whatever they come up with.
Do you think Glory should call for Fran and Gus's help?
Yes!
No. And so she did.
Fran and Gus, where are you?
Wait, what did one hot dog say to the other?
I don't know. What did he say?
Hi, Fran.
Melissa Dutcher is Family Program Coordinator at the Children's Inn at NIH.
I really have been working with Sally Kinka for some time now, and what she brings to the children, the stories and the excitement and the entertainment is wonderful for our children. It's definitely something new and innovative.
Actress Nicolette Stern says ArtStream programs can have a profound effect.
I have taught poems to autistic adults who are nonverbal, and they were stars in a poem. They couldn't say one word, but they were the most awesome snowflakes you have ever seen. And I have seen them smile their way back to their vans. So those little victories are amazing to us, and we're very proud of that work.
Kinka says the little victories are very important. And just leaving the hospital bed and engaging in a non-medical activity can be cathartic.
Sure, absolutely. Whenever they can leave their room and be with other people in a community, they feel like they've got a little bit of normalcy. That's another thing we want to bring to them, because after all, that's why they call it play, right? That's why they call it a play. That's where children live. That's their job, is to play.
Maybe because they're thespians, members of ArtStream wear a lot of hats.
If you're in ArtStream, you have more than one job always. You are stage manager, actress, choreographer, actress, teacher, actress, director, executive director, you know.
Ah, okay. You're the playwright. You're the producer. You're the costumer. You're in the show. Is this a vanity project?
I hope not. I hope it won't be seen that way. I really wanted to be able to go to all the facilities. I've been doing work in hospitals with children for about 5 years, a little over 5 years. I do bedside storytelling, puppetry, and arts and crafts with groups. And I wrote this play specifically to help children that are dealing with life challenging or grief issues to help them overcome their fears.
Julie Bain plays Glory in Knights of Glory. She recently started leading theater workshops for ArtStream, and she says she had to overcome more than just stage fright. Working with actors who have disabilities was a new experience for her.
So I was a little scared. I didn't know if I was going to be uncomfortable. And I think the most surprising thing is that I was completely comfortable. And it's just moving to work with people who don't usually get to have this kind of experience. And I have to say that working with our Tuesday night class, I've never, they're cognitively disabled adults, but I've never worked with a group of actors who's more committed. They're not limited in their thinking the way that you and I are. Anything's possible. And in drama, anything is possible. In acting, you can be whoever you want to be in whatever situation. You can be on Mars, you can be in the South, you can be wherever you want to be. And they're just not bound by any limits. So the things that they come up with they're genius.
Family Program Coordinator, Melissa Dutcher.
You know, on some levels, yes, diversion is therapeutic, because if you're not thinking about your illness, then you're not going to be stressing out about it. And without that stress, you'll be able to heal better. And what I love about this play as well is that it made the children laugh. And laughter is so powerful and so healing. It massages all of the organs in the body. And that itself can be healing.
Dutcher says the best part of the show is when the kids get involved. One little audience member agreed.
I thought it was a lot of fun and really cool.
And her absolute favorite part?
Being the princess.
And a round of applause for our wonderful volunteers.
Several times throughout the play, ArtStream actors asked for a round of applause, but not for themselves, for the kids. Here, the actors who never got to rehearse are the ones who get the loudest cheers. For Metro Connection, I'm Andrew Hiller.